Chapter 1. The moment Lady Anne stepped out of the Mosh Curie embassy, the Washington, D.C. heat hit her like a wall. The humidity wrapped itself around her like a blanket, heightening the tension writhing in her stomach like a dozen slithering serpents. Only minutes from now, she would enter the White House, where Hossam Jabbar threatened an attempt on the life of King Ahmad, her companion for the day. Placing a hand on the arm King Ahmad held out for her, she firmly pushed her misgivings aside. Premonition or not, she had a job to do. While she settled herself near the king in the rear of the second stretch Hummer, two of his personal bodyguards took up positions by the driver's compartment. She brushed a neatly manicured finger against a minuscule earbud as she tucked a stray strand of curly blonde hair into her elegant updo. The wallet-shaped wireless device in her purse would pick up the chatter between the Secret Service agents at the White House. Knowing she would hear if they spotted any danger eased some of the tension that had been building all morning. But would the well-respected agency live up to its reputation and stop the planned assassination attempt? Or would she need to display her enhanced strength to protect her charge? She glanced at the king. Did he know the terrorist group had announced their intentions on the Arab television network Al Jazeera earlier this morning?
Are you ready, my lady?
Something about the glint in the older man's sea-green eyes and the set of his jaw told her he was prepared for whatever might come today, whether he'd heard the latest news or not. Perhaps he'd become used to the constant threat. After all, every Muslim terrorist group in existence had pledged to kill the first Arabic king to convert to Christianity.
Of course, Your Majesty. This isn't the first time I've served as a bodyguard.
The king opened a cabinet that hid a wet bar and refrigerator, pulled out a heavy glass goblet, and poured himself some water. He waved a hand toward the cabinet.
Please, help yourself.
Grateful for something to focus on, Lady Anne followed the king's lead. A sip of the water's coolness washed clarity into her thinking, as though it were a dose of fresh confidence. If this had been a normal assignment, her veins would have pulsed with restrained energy at a reason to unleash her enhanced strength. But nothing about this mission was normal, and if she had to use her abilities today, it would be under the watchful eyes of the media. The power the media held to expose her secrets sent a shiver up her spine. But it was far too late to back down now. A rap on the glass behind the driver's compartment brought her thoughts back to her surroundings. The thin, beardless guard nodded to his bearded partner. In sync, they pulled out twin S&Ws and aimed them at King Ahmad. Lady Anne's hand shook, spilling water onto the floor. She tapped the king's arm. Were the intelligence reports wrong about the attack? Perhaps Hossam Jabbar had intentionally misled them. The thin guard slid down the long leather seat lining the driver's side and came to a stop directly across from King Ahmad. He straightened his back, raised his chin, and addressed the king in Arabic. Although Lady Anne couldn't understand the words, the gleam in his eyes radiated pride and determination, not hatred. King Ahmad looked down his long nose at the guard.
You are rude, Khalil, to speak Arabic in front of my guest. Will you condemn her to death without even the benefit of knowing why?
Khalil wrinkled his nose at Lady Anne, as though she were a piece of distasteful garbage, then nodded.
I will grant the wish of a dying man.